Welcome to episode 670 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm motivational keynote speaker Ken Ockel. No matter how successful you are, you can always use some good business advice. These are tips that can provide much-needed adjustments to your daily routine. Not long ago on LinkedIn, I asked my followers, what advice would you give your team or colleagues for the new year? Let's go over the choices and the results. Keep learning, 35%. Take more risks, 21%. Find new ways to contribute, 23%. And stay the course, 21%. What do you say we dive a little deeper into each option and you can find out if one or more might work for you? First off, keep learning. This one is the easiest to understand, yet often the hardest to implement. We live in a fast-changing world, and if you're not staying current in your industry, you may fall behind. Seek out new ways of doing things or different philosophical approaches. Learning something new can energize your career, as well as give you that sense of control you need during uncertain times. Do set aside time to learn new things, as assuming you'll get around to it at a later time, that can become an unfulfilled promise. Time spent learning is never wasted. Tomorrow's idea may come from a few yesterdays ago. Next, take more risks. This point might be the hardest to explain. A risk involves uncertainty, something that makes a lot of us nervous. But they also represent opportunities. Be strategic with how you approach these situations. Are you taking a calculated approach, or is it like some sort of random Las Vegas bet? Do you feel confident you know the difference? Maybe think of a risk like it's part of an investment portfolio. You don't want to allocate too much to risky stuff, but playing it too safe may not yield good returns. Let's talk about finding new ways to contribute. For some, being really good at their job, that is the desired destination. For others, it's a starting point. If you're looking for career growth, consider new ways you can add value to your position and the organization. If layoffs are on the horizon, finding ways to become indispensable is a smart move. This will likely require you to do some pitching or self-promotion, as you may need to convince your superiors to do things differently. Make the change easy for others to understand, as you may know a problem in need of a solution better than anyone else. Finally, stay the course. While much of our advice is about making changes, sometimes your best move is to keep doing what you've been doing. It takes discipline to stick to a plan, as anyone who has tried to diet knows. When following a strategy or best practice, you may be tempted to take shortcuts. Sometimes these save time, but lessen the process for others. If you lead a team, it's good to periodically restate why you need things done a certain way. You don't want to end a year saying, "Why didn't we keep doing that thing that was so successful?" Want to find out if I am taller on stage? If so, then go to my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can read some of my articles, you can watch some clips of me on stage, and you can sign up for my 3-part course, it's free, that's all about improving your performance on the job. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying this series. Subscribe if you want to hear more. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.